2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good morning, everybody. This is your DFS Army Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. And joining me today, unfortunately, I can't do my Jim Nance voice, is the one, the toasty, the always perturbed at my sports selection, Al Walsh.
Yes, indeed. You know, we're talking about NBA Finals Game 7 this morning, and Keith comes up and says, I didn't watch it. Why do I want to watch LeBron cry or Steph cry? These guys do that. I'm not even gonna go on anymore. I mean, this was just one of the best games in sports history. The fact that Cleveland now has a title makes it even more, you know, just epic, or, you know, add in whatever you want there. But what a night last night. I mean, you know, Dustin Johnson wins a major and Cleveland wins a professional sports title. In the words of Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on around here?
I would honestly rather, I would rather watch paint dry than watch that game last night.
You are nuts.
It's one of those things. I don't really, I didn't really have any, I don't want to say skin in the game, because I don't need skin in the game to actually, like, watch good sporting events, but I had no desire.
You need something.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm a guy that I was watching the College World Series yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Texas Tech. And, you know, TCU had a great game.
I can't believe we're having this conversation right now. I kind of want to stop it so I don't go get angry for the entire show. Like, I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I don't like the Cleveland Cavaliers. It is no secret that I don't like the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't think they're worthy of a title. I think that it is LeBron and everybody else, and, you know, let's just put it this way. I think the Warriors, the Thunder, and the Spurs are all better still than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay. But
so, congratulations, Cleveland, on getting your title. Hopefully it's not another 90 years before you get another one. And I'm hoping that it's the Indians that get one and not the Browns. You know, maybe you guys can get a hockey team and actually get an NHL Stanley Cup. But, I hope LeBron never gets another ring in his career. I don't like him.
That has nothing to do with why he didn't watch the game, though. I don't know.
I had no desire. I mean, with the way that Steph has acted and the way that Draymond's decided to try to castrate every player that he plays defense against, and
that's good theater.
I watched that theater personally. And then the joke that was the ticky-tack foul calls in Game 6 to extend it to Game 7. Yeah.
All right.
So, anyways, we've got some good stuff to talk about here today. Congratulations to, he listens to this podcast, Dustin Johnson winning his first major, U.S. Open. That just means that, as Al Walsh so graciously pointed out yesterday, that just means that we get to see more of Mrs. Gretzky.
Oh, yeah.
So,
little Paulina.
Yes. And if you don't know who Paulina Gretzky is, just Google it.
Yeah, and also follow her on Instagram. Real treat. Real treat for you.
Twitter as well.
Okay.
So they are the happy Hollywood couple, and they they let it known that they don't mind having some fun.
I don't know. You know, it says more for Dustin Johnson is that, you know, he had a major coke problem back in the day. And, you know, so did...
Recently, a couple years
so
ago,
did
wasn't
she.
It?
Yeah, I, you know, like last week was back in the day to me. So, you know, for the great one to, you know, accept him back in and say, hey, you know, I'll still let you with my daughter, you know, I
don't think he really had a choice.
I don't know.
They were married at the time.
I know, but still. I mean, he could have made it a real uncomfortable. I'm sure it still is an uncomfortable situation. But, you know, good for him. You know, we saw, you know, the resiliency for him pay off yesterday, which was, you know, we never see this from Dustin, you know. And, you know, I was out watching, you know, the U.S. Open yesterday with a bunch of friends and, you know, right into the NBA Finals. And, you know, you never really see golf matches get that kind of support, but everybody was pulling for him, which was good to see. And, you know, I can imagine if that's what was going on around my circle of friends, you know, I'm sure it was going on in many other circles around, you know, around the country as well. So good, definitely good to see that from old Dusty.
Yeah, it was one of those situations, you know, you've watched him time and time and time again, you know, be in contention on Sunday and just kind of falter. The Open Championship last year comes to mind where, you know, he was just absolutely just running away with the field through the first three rounds. And, you know, he just couldn't cap it off. And we've seen this from him a couple times. And for him to actually be able to pull it off and for him to finish it off.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, and definitely the fact that he did it in the U.S. Open, too. You know, the same one that he had the epic collapse in last year. So, definitely great.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, we've got, let's see here. We got 9 games on the slate today. Of course, your Phillies. I'm glad they're not on the slate because they play the Diamondbacks this afternoon. And, man, I'm not really sure what to think of them. The Phillies have – they're a big conundrum to me.
We have to talk about it, you know. I mean, we got so much other great stuff going on.
Yeah, we do. We do have a lot of good stuff going on. So let's get right to it. Let's get down to it. Giants and Pirates. This is going to be a very interesting game because we got Madison Bumgarner on the hill. He's a -174 favorite. We got Jeff Locke on the hill for the Pirates. He's a +160. Jeff Locke has actually started to pitch a little bit better the last couple games, but this is not a good matchup for him at all, and I would not be surprised if he gets absolutely shellacked in this game.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, first we could start with Bumgarner. I think that, you know, this is a very good spot for him. The Pirates have been struggling lately, so it's really, you know, to me it comes down to Kershaw, Bumgarner, or Strasburg tonight. I think Bumgarner is a fine option. Especially, you know, with him getting the win, I think that's probably more of a lock than anything. You might not get the strikeouts that you get. I mean, well,
no pun intended.
Yeah, very good, very good. I wasn't even going for that. That's great. So yeah, I mean, you know, to me, the win just seems a lot more assured than the Kershaw Strasburg matchup. And then, you know, with the Giants, we know we have all these lefties, you know, that's the heart of their team, with Panic and Belt and, you know, Crawford. These guys hit lefty pitching. So, you know, a couple of these guys are certainly in play.
Yeah, absolutely they are. I find it very, very interesting because, if you go by the numbers, technically Bumgarner has the better matchup of the big three that are going today.
Yep.
And it's not even really close. I mean, when you've got a guy that, you know, is facing a team that strikes out 24.7% of the time, they've, you know, only got a 168 wOBA versus left-handed pitching, and the Pirates are, you know, they're a team that we think of when we think of who they're going to hit better against. It's normally we would think of left-handed pitching. Because, you know, you've got Starling Marte and, you know, Andrew McCutchen and Jung Ho Kong. You've got all of these, you know, right-handed power bats. And really, they've struggled versus lefties this year.
Oh, yeah. Why that is, I don't know. You know, maybe they just don't like the ball coming out that side. I don't know what the deal is, you know, why that is. But, yeah, I just – Bumgarner seems like a very, very safe play for the win today. And, you know, if I had to give a main reason as to go with him over Kershaw, I mean, that's got to be it. And,
yeah, the only
and I'm sorry too. Have you seen the bats you get when you have Kershaw tonight? It ain't pretty.
I have not because I've not played with lineups yet. And I'm sure there will be some value that opens up, and we could probably find some value as we go through this podcast. I will tell you that two guys that have had some, I don't want to say great success, but some decent success against Bumgarner, David Freese and Josh Harrison, both. Own a over 600 wOBA with over a 400 ISO against against Madison Bumgarner. Now that is in 8 at bats. David Freese is 4-for-8 with a home run, and Josh Harrison is 4-for-7 with a home run. So, if you decide you want to, then maybe you can pick on Bumgarner with those two, but I would not suggest it, especially if those two aren't really are going to be the only places. There's too many other good places. You can find other places to be contrarian.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Let's talk about some of these Pirates bats or these Giants bats here a little bit. I'm very intrigued by these guys, because if we start to look at the stats versus left-handed pitching this year, obviously Buster Posey is in play, but the guy that has me very intrigued, extremely intrigued this season, is Brandon Belt. He's got a 416 wOBA with a 278 ISO versus left-handed pitching this year.
Interesting. You know, it's going to cost you a lot to get him. So, you know, if you're rolling with one of the top pitchers tonight, that's going to be very tough to afford, but, you know, if you could do it, go for it.
Yeah, I think a giant stack is very sneaky because not a lot of people are going to be on it because they are so expensive. Mm-hmm. Now, a giant stack means that you're going to have to kind of slough at the pitching options a little bit because you're not going to be able to go with Bum. You're not going to be able to go with Kershaw. You're not going to be able to go with Strasburg probably.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at a very, very interesting matchup in lineup decisions here. So
maybe if the Giants go with Buster Posey at first base, or you know, if they try something, maybe Trevor Brown, but I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with the lineup.
Actually, I've just found something that is going to be very intriguing when we get to it. So,
all right.
Anything else on this game? I know we kind of breezed through it, but there's not really a lot to analyze with Bumgarner on the hill.
Yeah, I mean, I like Bumgarner, but it's going to be tough to get the bats that actually mean something. So, you know, Bumgarner or bust.
Okay. Next game is the Rockies and the Marlins. And full disclosure, I'm a Rockies diehard. We all know this.
No, you don't say.
But I had no idea that we were playing the Marlins in a four-game set that included a Monday game. So yeah, I know. I was thinking that today was Sunday for some reason. Jorge De La Rosa versus Paul Clemens. Clemens has not pitched since 2014 in the majors, and I believe he was pitching with the Astros, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But this goes to show you how much Vegas hates the Colorado Rockies when they're on the road. They are still a -121 dog. Sure. So, yeah, it's I mean, Martin Prado's been hitting the ball well. Ichiro, if he's in that lineup, you know, Stanton, his price is starting to come up. He's 3.2K. He sees the Rockies and he decides he wants to start hitting again. It's funny. We see the guy in the coldest streak of his career, and he had two out of the three games that we've played so far. He's up over double digit fantasy points. So,
Your boy Story's still priced way too low. 2,800. Yeah. We talked about it on Friday. You know, a lot of his power numbers are better against right-handed pitching. That's what we got here tonight. Now, I have no idea. Look, when I was doing my research, I thought, what the hell's his name? Conley was starting today. So that's certainly not the case, but Trevor Story for 2,800, especially if you're rolling with Kershaw or one of the top guys tonight. I think that's the perfect play right there.
Yeah, he's very, very intriguing there. Also, Carlos Gonzalez, Charlie Blackmon, Nolan Arenado, those first five with DJ LeMahieu, they're all in play. Ryan Rayburn's going to be in the lineup. He's too expensive against a righty, 3.2K in my opinion. Mark Reynolds, $3,000. Could be interesting. Nick Hundley's 2.3K. And, you know, he's value-worthy now, because especially on a slate like today, Nick Hundley does have a good bat. He's kind of started to be – He started to swing it a little bit better over the last couple games, two out of the last three double-digit fantasy points, 2.3K. If he can just get you 8 to 10, then you're not going to be disappointed in that at all. So.
Yeah, he did have a 3-RBI double on Saturday. I actually caught
that one.
Yes,
he did. Bases clearing, yep. And I was so ecstatic. and then Eddie Butler decides to come in and lay a goose egg. So.
By the way, Saturday, I had absolutely zero luck working for me. Everybody who I rostered on Saturday went yard on Sunday. It wasn't even funny how many people... Like, I didn't even play MLB DFS yesterday, but it was ridiculous. Just, I'm watching the bottom line all day. Had that guy yesterday, he went yard. Had that guy, went yard, so...
That's okay. On Friday... I think it was a new low for me. The winner of the super home run or whatever had 11 home runs. Okay. 11.
Yeah.
Between Gutierrez and Saunders. Who's the guy that had three? Saunders, Michael Saunders. There's five. I had zero. Mm. So we know how my night was on Friday. Mm.
Well, so. Saunders was in my lineup, so I dug that. I ended up doing okay, but, I mean, very difficult to do anything if you didn't have Saunders or Frankie Goots.
Yep. And, you know, we were on him all day. Gave great advice. We said play him. Play your Blue Jays. And
Lefty Blue Jays.
Yep, and we just the way that the lineup construction ended up going, I just didn't have it, so... Chicago White Sox, Boston Red Sox. This total is at a 10. This is very, very interesting.
The battle of the sock drawer?
Yes, because Stephen Wright is a 208 favorite.
Ooh.
The knuckleballer. He is actually the largest favorite of the day.
Ooh.
Which is very interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we know how this could end up. Knuckleballers versus Stephen Wright, BVP, we take into consideration here a lot. I think it's very interesting because Jose Abreu absolutely rocks R.A. Dickey.
Mm-hmm.
He's never faced Stephen Wright.
Same type of fella.
Yep. Same type of fella indeed.
Dynamite dropped it, money.
Yeah. And you're talking about a guy that first baseman with double dong power that's 3.6K in a hitter's ballpark. In Fenway, I'm very interested tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's kind of waiting for Stephen Wright to have that blow-up game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a total of 10 tonight, but, you know, the White Sox really aren't scaring anybody. The Abreu play is interesting, I agree, but I think all my interest lies with the Boston bats tonight.
Yep.
You know, I saw something in Miguel Gonzalez that – you know, I liked, you know, from a pitching standpoint over the last over his last couple starts, but his last one, I got duped and he got absolutely shellacked. I believe that was by the Tigers, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, I mean, you know, I don't want to say Oh, man, one bad start. You know, like, I still did like what I was seeing from him. But, I mean, look, Vegas has the 10-run total on this one. You know, highest favorite of the night, like Keith mentioned with Stephen Wright. So, I mean, Boston bets.
Yes. Look, right. the Boston Red Sox are a Vegas implied total of almost 6. I'm very, very, very much in love with on this slate, Hanley Ramirez.
Okay.
He's 3-for-7 against Mr. Miguel with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. No strikeouts, which for Hanley is a big thing.
Right.
Okay. And 1 walk. Okay. Here's the crazy thing about it. Yes, that's only in 7 plate appearances and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Go ahead. Throw out your BVP guys. Throw out your crap that you want to throw out. The guy sees the ball well, and at 3.1K, a guy that has double dong power in a Boston stack at a lower ownership than what you're going to get David Ortiz at, I am 100% interested when I can get him in a Kershaw slate.
Wow. I have no disagreement with you right there.
That's right. That's what I thought.
You can go with the entire lineup tonight. You know, I feel like Travis Shaw could work. You know, that should be all right. I mean,
when's Brock Holt coming back? Do we know yet?
No idea.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew something, if they had said something up there with you being up in that neck of the woods. So
nah, nothing yet. Yeah, I mean, it's all Boston bats for me. Again, I really have a big issue with putting my hitters up against knuckleballers because it's the most frustrating thing in the world if that knuckleball is dancing. And, you know, until I see something.
And Stephen Wright's been very good.
Until
this year.
I see something that makes me change my mind, I'm just going to stay on this narrow road, my friend.
Holy crap, I just saw something.
Okay.
We'll get to it. But I just saw something.
All right.
I'm writing it down so I make sure that I don't forget. Not that I would on this something, but yeah. Look, I mean, I stacked the hell out of Boston on Friday night, or was it Saturday or Thursday? One of those nights, I stacked Boston, and it was. I literally think that it was one of those things where everybody that I had did absolutely nothing, except for David Ortiz. Hit that home run, and then everybody else just absolutely just went bonkers.
Yep.
Except for my guys. And I had, it was Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, or sorry, no, not Mookie, Xander, Jackie Bradley Jr., David Ortiz, and Dustin Pedroia. And I got 18.7 points out of the 4 of them. And that was all on the Poppy home run in the 9th inning.
Gotta love DFS.
Oh, yeah. And then they go absolutely bonkers the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this just goes to show you, if you're a guy that makes multiple lineups, okay, and you believe in one of those things that is superstitious, I guess is what you would call it.
Yeah.
If you absolutely completely bomb one night, okay, and and your guys are in the same situations the next night, try to play the exact same guys. If a Boston stack fails for you one night, or a Blue Jays stack, or a Rockies and Coors, go back the next night and do it again.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that's happened, but like I was just saying,
it happens a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, look, don't fall. You want to know why? You know, Sahil Salud and Draft Cheat and all these guys, they do, you know, Drew Jinkmeyer's another big one. They don't believe in what they call recency bias. They prey off of it. You know, if a guy screws them one night, they don't say, oh, you're on my shit list. They go back to the well. They let the matchups dictate the lineup, not the lineup dictate the matchup.
Yeah.
So, it's always a lot of fun to sit there and say, okay, who screwed me? Keep a list of who screwed you and play them. speaking of people that screwed me, was all over them on Friday night, and I don't think any of them made it into my lineups. The Seattle Mariners versus the Detroit Tigers. Oh. Here is a place where I think we can get very, very, very contrarian in tournaments. And the reason I say that is Boston is the darlings. You know, they're going to be all about the Boston Red Sox. I think they're going to be highly owned tonight because they are one of the higher totals as far as team implied points. A little tournament option for you guys. I will have a lineup where the only Boston Red Sox guy I have is going to be Hanley Ramirez. Everything else is going to be from the next three games that we're going to talk about here.
Ooh.
Unless there's some value that I can find elsewhere that opens some things up. But Seattle Mariners, Detroit Tigers, we got Mike Pelfrey versus Nate Carnes.
Okay.
Now, we've seen this movie before, Mr. Walsh, where Mike Pelfrey is on the mound.
My favorite movie.
And he decides to go out and...
Well, not this one. No.
He decides to go out and throw 6 to 7 innings, not kill you, not allow a lot of earned runs against teams that should absolutely just destroy him. And we don't get anything off of him. Like, he just screws us. I don't see it happening again today.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not the night that that's going to happen. So a very interesting stat, too. And, you know, we all know Detroit is, you know, being more of a pitcher's park. But Pelfrey has given up 9 homers at home this year and just 1 on the road. Whatever the reason. And he's basically pitched the same amount of innings. You know, tonight, I mean, this Mariners team has been hot all season. Just, you know, and we know lefties against Mike Pelfrey, that's the way to go. And believe me, Seattle's got plenty of – oh, I'm sorry – Seattle's got plenty of them. So, you know, even if you want to, you know, obviously a Cano is going to work. I just had to double look at this. Holy crap. Seth Smith is 3,600, huh?
Yeah.
Well, be it.
And nobody's going to play him. Nobody is going to play him tonight.
I mean.
And I love him in this matchup. I love Kyle Seager, Adam Lynn. Leonis Martin, Seth Smith, Nelson Cruz, because the only one that is over 4K tonight is Robinson Cano, and he's right at 4K.
Yep.
However, you go to the other side on FanDuel, and this is where I have a beef with FanDuel. You've got Victor Martinez still at 3.1K.
Hey.
3.1K. Victor Martinez.
Yep.
Now, granted, he's laid you duds in the last two games, but it's been against the freaking Kansas City Royals. I kind of take a grain of salt with that. But ever since that three-home run game, which was on Friday,
yep,
by the way, and so you had – oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, that was Thursday.
That was on Thursday. That was on Thursday. He's got you a combined total of 3 fantasy points. Okay, so his price went to 3.1K and then went back down to 2.9. Now it's back up to 3.1. So, I mean, look, I Ian Kinsler, he's going to be low-owned. He's 4.3K on a slate like tonight. Cameron Maybin and Victor Martinez are going to be chalk going up against Nate Carnes, who, let's see here, Nate Carnes versus right-handed hitters is actually not bad. He's not great. He does allow a 22.7 line drive rate, which is one of the highest on the slate, and a 33.7 hard contact rate. Mm. But he's only allowed 3 home runs to right-handed bats this year. Now, he is also allowing a 351 WOBA against them, so I'm not really that worried about Nate Carnes. And we've seen Carnes in the last couple games. His walk totals have gotten up there. A lot.
I don't know. I mean, Iannetta has a great history against Pelfrey. He is 7 of 15, 2 homers. You know, I mean, that's pretty damn good for Iannetta. But, you know, is he going to see a star? Do we see Clevinger in there tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, we'll see Iannetta. So, that could be a very underowned or, I'm sorry, underutilized play right there. Steven Moya for on the other side of things for the Tigers.
He was the next guy I was about to talk about.
Yep, hit his first homer yesterday. So hopefully the, you know, the good vibes continue. But, you know, again, if we're, I'm looking here at cheaper players, but, you know, even a guy like Jared Saltamacchia, like, I have no idea if he's going to play, not an everyday player, but he's a guy that's minimum price. He can get you a little bit of pop, even James McCann. So I think, you know, you could certainly get a catcher from this game for a damn good price.
Yeah, I think you could, too. I love Steven Moya. He's got a ton of pop in that bat. Another guy that we've been talking about that's just been starting to heat up and heat up and heat up is Justin Upton. He had another great game, another couple of great games over the weekend. You know, he got you, he only got you three yesterday, but that's, I don't, when we're talking about stats for DFS, I don't really talk about Sundays because Sundays are getaway days. They're playing afternoon games usually, you know, whatever. I don't talk about Sundays. I think, you know, it's, yeah, I don't pay attention to what people do on Sundays. You know, I still watch games, but you know, there's, you're talking about a team that gets to the ballpark, they get early, they've had to pack, they've had to check their luggage already, you know, they've had to do all these things, and now they got to go play a baseball game. They just want to get out of town, especially if they're going home the next day. They just want to get out of town and go home. So I don't really pay attention to that. So I'm not taking the 1-for-5 yesterday with any sort of enthusiasm that, you know, he's starting to go back into a cold streak. Look, Justin Upton's a really, really streaky hitter, and he's been pretty hot lately. So also Nick Castellanos, Miguel Cabrera, he's always in play. Cameron Maben's down under 3K now. I think there are going to be, depending on what these lineups look like, I think a lot of these bats are going to be in play today.
Yep. One other guy that we failed to mention, Adam Lind, will certainly be in the lineup today against Pelfrey.
Yep.
He has homered in 3 of his last 5 starts, so definitely
something to
look at, especially if you're going with a Kershaw lineup tonight.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's go to the next game here, Rays and Indians. Another high total, brother.
Good classic rivalry here. Ugh.
Yes. And Mr. Drew Smyly, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Ooh.
If you do what you did the last time to me again tonight, I'm going to absolutely just drive up to Cleveland and put a roofie in your drinks.
Roofie in drinks. And then what?
And then drive back to Oklahoma.
Oh, so you're just going to let nature take its course. I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So, look, this is a guy that's been bit by the long ball all year long. Cleveland is, let's see here, versus left-handed pitching. They're kind of right there in the middle of the road. 313 WOBA, 135 ISO, you know, 21.7 K percentage against left-handed pitching. There's going to be some strikeouts in this game, but there's no reason to think that they can't get to Mr. Smyly tonight.
Yeah, you know, we certainly got bats to target with Cleveland, you know, Gomes, Rajay, Napoli, all these guys. So certainly, you know, that's basically where I'm looking. You know, Smiley's a guy that, you know, a lot of people liked coming into the season to have a breakout year. Certainly hasn't worked out that way for him, but you know, we know a lot of homers hitting this ballpark.
Yep, Yan Gomes 4-for-11 with 2 home runs and a double against Drew Smyly. So that it would be where I would go there. There's some other good bats in good situations as well. I don't mind. And what I meant earlier by these games are going to be contrarian is because Boston, with their high projected run total, is going to be the chalk. You can find good options in good offensive situations in this game, the last game, and the next game that we're going to talk about. As far as the Rays here, we normally pick on the Rays, or we pick on the we normally choose Rays for our lineups against left-handed pitching. If I could talk on a Monday morning, that'd be great.
Yeah, I am like all sorts jumbled up here today.
Yeah. But there are some bats that we can kind of target here against right-handed pitching. You know, Brad Miller probably hitting in that two spot. Logan Morrison, Corey Dickerson. I think they're all in play tonight.
Big Dick Dong fan. $3,000 today. Yes. Thank you. Come again. Although I had him on Saturday, he looked like a major a-hole. Like, he couldn't do anything right on Saturday. You know, we were talking about it earlier. I think we talked about it twice. You know, if the guy absolutely screws you, then, you know, be forgiving, right? You know, in this situation, I could definitely do it with Dickerson. So
we live in America. We love the comeback story.
I hate that line. You know, they forgive people in other countries, not all, but some. So, Dickerson's the main guy that I really like from this game.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers versus right-handed pitching this year, Evan Longoria is going to be in play. He's got 15 home runs this year versus right-handed pitching.
Google his wife, too. Amazing.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
guy's got confidence.
yeah, the guy's got confidence. Corey Dickerson, 327 wOBA, 297 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Both of those guys are definitely in play for me. The Rays are a little bit beat up as far as some big bats on the DL. Logan Morrison is back. He should be hitting in that three hole. Or, sorry, not Logan Morrison. Logan Forsyth should be hitting in that leadoff spot. I don't mind him at 3K. A race snack could be A race stack could be a little bit sneaky here today.
Rays. Delicious.
Yes. One thing we will have to watch out for is the weather, though. But with this total at a 9.5, then we could, or a 9, sorry, we could be seeing a lot of offense.
I'm glad you said something, because I just would have went about my day not even looking at weather. Like, that's one of the first things I do. But again, it's Monday. Like, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Got to get back into the routine.
Yeah, you know, like, this game really, you know, it doesn't jump off the page to me, but that Dickerson play is one that I'm quite favorable of.
Yep.
Fond. Quite favorable.
Baltimore Orioles and Texas Rangers. Kevin Gausman versus Derek the Gas Can. I love to get home runs up Holland. Look, Gausman allows his share of home runs as well. 9 to right-handed batters this year. It's, you know, he's only allowed 2 to lefties, but to righties with this power, Ian Desmond is in play. Look, here's my opinion about this game. For the Rangers, play them, except for Mitch Moreland.
All right.
I am not going to advocate Mitch Moreland, not on a slate like that.
He went yard yesterday.
Yeah, but he's not 2.2K. he's not cheap enough for what he – now he's going to go off for like 3 double dongs or 3 dongs. So he's just not cheap enough in my opinion.
Okay. I really like Samoa's today. You know, we were talking before we hit the record button on the show. You know, Orioles have the most homers here in the month of June in all of Major League Baseball. So, you know, you could certainly go at it from that angle. Derek Holland actually does have a very good history against a lot of these Orioles, but, you know, these things were meant to change.
Except, go ahead, four.
Well, Chris Davis, 1 of 11, 8 strikeouts. That's gross. J.J. Hardy, 2 of 13. Adam Jones, 5 of 21. Matt Wieters, 2 of 18. I mean, you know, he does have 2 dongs against Holland. But I just think, look, when Jonathan Scope hits a 461-foot homer, things are going pretty well. So,
yeah, was an absolute complete ball.
I'm rolling with some Orioles tonight, without a doubt.
Yeah, you brought up a guy, and I said, well, we can't play him because he's absolutely completely freaking cold at the plate. Mark Trumbo.
Yeah.
Well, this is a guy where we can capitalize off the recency bias because he hasn't given you double-digit fantasy points since the 7th of June, which means that he hasn't homered since the 7th of June. Well, guess what? He gets a great matchup tonight. 14 for 45. That's a .311 average with three doubles and five home runs.
That's not bad. Hey, I think he's got a shot tonight.
I think he's got an amazing shot, especially since this game will probably be in the low to mid-90s. The humidity is going to be up. The dew point's going to be up. All that great stuff. No weather concerns. Total out of 9.5. Yeah, let's load up on some Rangers and Orioles. Oh,
I
want to
see 20 runs tonight.
Oh, my God. If we had 20 runs and we stacked that game.
Yeah.
Oh, what? All the money. So.
Oh, by the way, I mentioned the Orioles were first in the month of June for homers in all of Major League Baseball. The Rangers are third. Orioles with 38 and the Rangers with 31. We're only in the 20th day of the month, so.
Yeah, Nomar Mazara and Rodon Odor are absolutely just killing the ball right now. Prince Fielder is, I guess, starting to come a little bit back to earth. You know, he's starting to rejoin the population a little bit. He will get hot, I promise you. And then we will be on him, because 2.3 for a guy with this much talent, he's either hurt or he's not, he needs to go visit the eye doctor.
I really want to see 20 runs tonight. I'm going to be so disappointed if I don't.
Yeah. Yep, I think it, and it could happen from one of these last three games that we just talked about. Then again, with our luck, it's going to happen in the Philadelphia Phillies and Arizona Diamondbacks game. We're not going to be on it.
No, don't worry. So. It's not going to be from the Phillies. So,
hey, they have the ability to score 20 runs.
And Shelby Miller is on the mound today. So.
Yes. So, all right. St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs. This game to me has a lot of intrigue as far as a baseball fan, but not a lot of intrigue as far as fantasy is concerned.
You know, Jaime Garcia, I feel like he's a guy we can target. You know, the Cubs have plenty of right-handed bats to go at him with. I mean, Garcia has had some really bad games this season. Yeah, I think, you know, maybe he steps up to the challenge a little more, but his last three starts have been dreadful. I mean, he's given up 5 hits to the Brewers, which isn't that bad, but 13 at Cincinnati and then 8 against Houston for his last two. He had one about a month ago where he gave up 10 hits to the Diamondbacks at home. So, you know, this is certainly a guy that, you know, you should not shy any Cubs bats away from. I think, you know, all the big dogs, Fowler, Zobrist, Bryant.
Fowler won't be in the lineup.
What's up?
Fowler won't be in the lineup.
Oh, he's hurt. That's right.
Yeah.
See what happens when you miss a Sunday? I know it happened on Saturday, but I thought he would have been a little healthy. You know who's actually interesting, too? I don't know if they're going to have him in the lineup, but maybe a Matt Scherzer?
Scherzer?
Sure. That too. I mean, you know, the platoon last game that he was in was on Friday. 2-5, had the homer, 2 RBIs. So we might be seeing him tonight.
Yeah. We definitely could be. I'm trying to pull up here and see what they say about Fowler on Roto World.
And I'm sorry. And also for shortstop too, Javi Baez and Addison Russell, very fairly priced. So you can certainly take advantage of that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It's right hamstring discomfort, grounded out, tweaked something. Albert Almora replaced him in center field. Look, if depending on who gets that start there, could be very interesting, could have some cheap value at the top of the lineup against a guy that has struggled this year. So look for Albert Almora to get the start again. If that is the case. As far as these Cardinals bats are concerned, not really that interested in these guys either. This is kind of like one of those games where I'd love to watch it, would love to be there, but I don't really have a lot. With the way that John Lackey's kind of dominated the Cardinals this year,
that's freaky. I mean, you know, I don't really look at Lackey as a – you know, a pitcher that I would certainly want on my team, but hey, you know, I get he knows these guys from last year, so more power to him.
Yeah, let's see here. He allowed 3 earned runs his last start out against the Cardinals. His first start out allowed 0. Has a total of 20 strikeouts against them in 14 innings. Yeah, I think if it wasn't for Kershaw, John Lackey would be one of the top pitchers of the night.
Oh, yeah.
He actually, which, and it's funny because he actually grades out at number 5.
Ooh.
For me.
I mean, I do think the chance of a win is certainly there for Lackey, but you know, again, we gotta hope the destructive Jaime Garcia is on the mound tonight.
Yep. If you're gonna play John Lackey tonight, then you better hope and pray that one of these top 3 don't go for 60+.
Yep.
Or that he goes for 60+, which he has shown that he has the ability to do against Cardinals.
Hey, the guy that went yard, that was Wilson Contreras, right, for the Cubs last night?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that was his first, yeah, I think, like, the first pitch he saw, he went yard, so I wonder if Madden would like to keep the hot streak going.
Yeah, Wilson Contreras, yeah, probably, especially... Let's see. He's one of their top prospects. He came in the pinch hit in the 6th inning, wasted no time.
Oh, the fans gave him the standing O before he got up to the plate. And Sunday night
if he shows that he can handle major league pitching as far as on the offensive side, this guy is actually a pretty good defensive catcher. And even though David Ross is having a career year, David Ross and Miguel Montero are not stopping this guy from getting at bats if he's shown that he could he can get hit good pitching. So yes, if he is in that lineup, then I am very, very interested, especially at 2.2K.
All right.
So let's see, Angels and Astros. Very interesting total, 8.5. I thought it would be a little bit higher.
Can we first congratulate Weaver on his complete game yesterday?
Sure. I didn't know he threw a complete game. I hadn't dug that deep into it. So,
well, I saw it on the bottom line. So,
so you didn't dig either?
No, hell no.
Just.
Oh, I'm totally freestyling this one today.
Oh man, Yoelis Chacin versus Doug Fister. There's some. Not a lot of BVP history. You got Carlos Gomez, who's, again, still swinging a hot bat.
Yeah, and then I used him on Saturday, and he didn't.
Yeah, but he still came back and got you 9.5.
No, I mean, you know, he was great Friday, you know, got me into the cash, so.
Yeah, he's going to be low-owned, and he's not too terribly expensive, so... he's the definition of what we like as far as a GPP play. Evan Gattis, congratulations. You had a home run yesterday, your first time in, what, 30 games or something like that?
Back-to-back
days. Yes. Sorry, that was Saturday that he had a home run.
And yesterday.
It was his first time since June 5th. So,
that's 2 days in a row.
Yep, 2 days in a row. Still 3K. You can definitely go back to that well. But Yoelis Chacin is... He's got talent. He did have talent. I always thought that he was somebody that could actually learn to pitch at Coors Field. He's only allowed 2 home runs this year and 33 innings to right-handed bats. Left-handed bats seem to be where he has his trouble this year. He only has a 12.7 K percentage. You know, he's... allowing a 34.8 hard contact rate, and 5 of the 7 home runs have been to left-handed bats. So guys like Colby Rasmus, Marwin Gonzalez, Luis Valbuena, they all come into play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to get crazy with this, you know, we know the Astros could strike out. So, I mean, certainly not advocating for it, but... He did have a 66-point day on FanDuel against the Tigers, had the complete game, 10 strikeouts. I mean, the Tigers strike out a lot, so the Astros, so maybe you're hoping for a little something, but, you know.
And the Tigers actually hit left-handed pitch or right-handed pitching a lot better than the Astros.
I mean, it's a deep shot in the dark, but, you know.
It's definitely possible. I think if it wasn't for a slate that had those three guys on there, it would definitely be worth talking about. Unfortunately, I can't really advocate Yolish Chacin tonight. But I mean, the Astros, they got a 312 WOBA, 165 ISO, and they're striking out 24.8% of the time. It's not that Chacin can't actually do this. Okay? It's just the fact that with Strasburg, with Kershaw, with Bumgarner, with Lackey, with all of them on the slate, I can't. I mean, full disclosure, Yolis is number six, right behind Lackey. I just can't do it because I don't think that he can test that threshold, and the propensity of him getting blown up is a lot higher than the others.
Dollar GPP, don't you dare put it in the $3 tournament.
No, no kidding. The $500 qualifier, he's definitely off limits. Oh, wait, what?
$50 single entry? Oh, hell no.
No, the $1,000 slugger. let's see here. Mike Trout had a home run on Saturday. I said I was wanting to see some power before I played him again. Unfortunately, he didn't look good at the plate yesterday.
I didn't see it.
So, one hit, four at bats. It was a ground ball with eyes,
all right,
as they say. But Doug Fister, man. Doug freaking Fister.
Hi. No, I mean.
I mean.
We can go there.
I'm going there with left-handed bats. Cole Calhoun is. These guys have got to roll. They're so right-handed dominant right now. The Angels are.
Yep.
If this was a normal slate, Doug Fister would be extremely interesting for me. But Cole Calhoun is definitely one of my top graded outfielders of the day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously we always, you know, go against Fister. There's no problem with that. But, you know, this is the Angels, and other than Trout and Calhoun, you really never know what you're going to get. So.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about what Fister's done versus right-handed pitching this year or right-handed hitting this year, he's got one of the highest soft – actually, he does have the highest soft contact rate of the night. He's only allowed two home runs. He's only allowed a 20.4 hard contact rate, which is the lowest of the night. You're talking about a line drive percentage that's the lowest of the night, a ground ball percentage that's, you know, number two, and only a 235 wOBA of right-handed pitching or right-handed hitting this year. So if the Angels don't throw out some bats, some left-handed bats in this game, I'm going to be very, very intrigued to see what he does, because I think this isn't a place where I would play him, but I think it's something that we can look at, and going forward against these right-handed dominant teams, I think it's something that we could absolutely start to target with Doug Fister.
Got me.
Game of the night. Game that's going to decide everything.
Oh, I thought we said we weren't talking about the Phillies-Diamondbacks game.
It's not on the slate, so we can't talk about it. Oh, man. Washington Nationals, Los Angeles Dodgers. Probably, besides a Kershaw-Bumgarner matchup, the best pitching matchup that we might see in the first half this year.
You know what's amazing is that these guys have never faced each other head-to-head in their career.
I did not know that.
No.
I mean, it kind of makes sense with Strasburg being hurt and Kershaw being on the West Coast.
Yep. I mean, you would just think at some point they would have run into each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they've both been around a little bit, and I think it's definitely a possibility, but it's not 100% shocking. I do have some – oh, my goodness gracious. It depends. Do you really, really, really want me to let this one fly? Because I don't think that you're ready for what I'm about to throw down.
Oh, no, trust me, I'm ready. I wasn't ready for the opening rant of why you didn't watch Game 7, so believe me, I'm ready for anything.
I am stacking the Nationals.
You're stacking the Nationals. It's not a bad idea, and But go ahead with it. Like, I'd like to hear the reasoning, but...
Ryan Zimmerman.
Okay.
Well, okay, I can't say I'm stacking, but I'm playing three Nationals tonight.
Oh.
Jason Worth, Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy.
Now, that's not in the same lineup. That's spread across.
No, that's in the same lineup.
I'm
going to roll out a lineup with all three of them in.
So you don't watch Game 7. You're going to stack against Kershaw.
Let me tell you these
numbers. Are you going to, like, cancel Christmas this year, too?
No, because I'm a St. Nick fan.
You're a jolly fellow, are you?
I am a jolly fellow. And only one day could I hope to have a beard as white and as long as Santa Claus.
Old Mr. Kringle.
Yep. Jason Worth, 9-for-32 with two home runs against Kershaw. Daniel Murphy, 5-for-16 with two home runs against Kershaw. Ryan Zimmerman, 7-for-19 with a double against Kershaw.
You know what's interesting? Your numbers for Murphy, did you get those from Savant?
Yes.
Okay, so then that includes the absolute bomb he hit off him in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is one of the reasons why. Now, with that said, I will also have a Clayton Kershaw lineup. But how could you not? I mean, you're talking about Jason Worth is 2.4K, Daniel Murphy is 2.5, and Ryan Zimmerman is 2.3.
Yeah.
When you're talking about, because FanDuel is starting to adjust these prices for these tough pitching matchups, okay, to try to sway some ownership, I don't need them. Look, this is some of the best value of the night is in this game.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but when you're sitting there looking at it, there's a good argument to be made to sit there and, I mean, you could throw in, ooh.
What's up?
Will Venables is with the Dodgers now. I just noticed that.
Okay.
I
don't know if that was worthy of a, ooh.
Well.
Maybe of a, oh, look at this.
Considering he's got a double, a triple, and two singles against Strasburg, then it's very interesting because he'll probably be minimum priced.
We could put it between a woo and a...
Yeah. Adrian Gonzalez is 4-for-9 with a double against him. I mean, some of the best value is going to come out of this game. Corey Seager is $3,000. Are you kidding me? I mean... Adrian Gonzalez, Trace Thompson is 2.4K.
Wow.
And Jock Peterson is 2.6K. Guys, we know that Strasburg. We saw it last game.
Yeah.
With Strasburg. We saw it last game with Strasburg. Now, I would like to congratulate him and still. I did it the day after that game against the Cubs. He still had 8Ks. I mean, he's going to strike guys out, but it's not like he's untouchable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in tournaments, especially if you're rolling out multiple lineups, I think it is very, very, very interesting to sit here and look at some of this value that is in this game and say, okay, I can go with Bum and I can get value out of this game in one of my lineups and see where I can load up everywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely... Bryce Harper's the most expensive hitter tonight at $3,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And he has homered off of Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, you present a very interesting point. I mean, I get where you're thinking. I was definitely going to look there myself, but I just didn't realize how low these prices were. This is insane. Yeah.
I mean, and guys, FanDuel has not yet perfected the art of pricing to the matchup, like DraftKings.
No.
DraftKings isn't really good at it either.
They're not that bad.
No, they're bad.
Sarcasm?
Yes. Sarcasm.
Yeah, I mean, conventional thinking would probably rather you target, you know, going against Strasburg over Kershaw, but... I mean, this is going to sound like the stupidest reason of all time, but I mean, the Marlins defeated Kershaw this year. They're an NL East team. They did it in Los Angeles. I mean, it's certainly possible. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying every single NL East team against Kershaw is the way to go. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But, you know, Washington has done very well against left-handed pitching this year. So, you know, bold call. I might say Strasburg gets this win tonight.
Yeah, I don't know how well the Dodgers have been hitting lately. I know that they did put up some runs. What was it, Friday night?
Yep.
But it's not like...
On Saturday, if they went bananas.
Okay. It's not like they, you know, had a lot of, you know, home runs.
Right.
When you're talking about, you know, hitters in this game, even on DraftKings, Bryce Harper's only $4,100. You know, Jason Worth is $3,100. I mean, Michael A. Taylor, who's been on absolute fire lately, as far as, you know, getting on base and making things happen, he's only $2,500, which is about as bare bone minimum as you can get on DraftKings. You know, if Chris Heisey is in that leadoff spot, he's 2,000. I mean, there is a lot of value in this, and, you know, it's not a situation you want to attack like that in tournaments, in cash games. But I think in tournaments, it's a very you have to be rolling out multiple lineups.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it in just one, then, you know, you're either hoping, you're praying.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you're wanting to increase your body and blood intake on Sundays. If you're Catholic, you know what I'm talking about.
I think that Corey Seager price is
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I love Corey Seager tonight, and he Corey Seager or Trevor Story?
Corey Seager.
And which makes Trevor Story a very intriguing tournament option now.
Yes, indeed. Now, remember when I said I might say that Strasburg would get the win tonight? Let me not sound like a total psychopath, and I'll just say that I could see a very good chance of Kershaw not getting the win.
This could be a night where if you fade the pitchers in this game and go Bumgarner because you think that, you know, maybe there's eight, this is like a 2-2 game in the eighth inning, and both of these starting pitchers have been pulled where neither one of them gets the decision. Right. And you can get the, you know, the dominance out of Bumgarner that we've seen. I mean, you're talking about you could very, very well be sitting very extremely pretty.
Uh-huh.
If you peg that right, which is a very good possibility. I mean, there's a good possibility neither one of these pitchers gets the win.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not to say that they're not going to still pitch well. It just could be a 2-2 game in the eighth inning, and you're talking about a bullpen game.
Yeah.
So it has that capability. I'm going to do – this is definitely a grab your beer, put it in a cooler, buy your couch, and don't move type of game.
Ooh.
Because both of these pitchers – have the ability to just absolutely be electric.
Indeed.
So, all right, let's go to some dongs here. Oh, no. Dude, we would have spent an hour talking about that game. I'm having to force ourselves from not doing that.
Fair enough.
So, all right, let's go to some dongs.
Robinson Cano for the Mariners tonight. You know, just lefties against Mike Pelfrey. I want to make two. I want to be bold. Robinson Cano and Adam Lind, but I would much more confidence with Cano. From the NL tonight, I'm going to go with Chris Bryant. I just think, you know, Jaime Garcia has been getting lit up like Rockefeller in December, and tonight's a good shot for Bryant to go yard.
Yeah, I like that analogy there. So that was
well, it's in the area.
that was really good. All right, let me pull up my sheet here. Let's see here. I'm going to go to Pull up these lineups here. Sorry, I was doing something else. I'm going to go to... Let's go to Mr. Mike Napoli.
Oh, boy.
For the Tigers, or for the
Indians.
The Indians.
The Wahoos.
The Yahoos, the Chief Wahoos. I'm going to go with Mike Napoli here. You know, I mean, Drew Smyly, 12 home runs to right-handed bats this year. Just, it's a proponent that he's going to give up the home run.
When
it's just
will the madness end?
Yes, exactly. Nope. So, and then I'm going to go with Brandon Belt in the National League.
All right, I like it. Lefty-lefty.
Yep, absolutely. I love Brandon Belt, and if it wasn't for the fact that Hanley Ramirez was $3,100, I might go 100% on him. So, just so you guys know where my mind is thinking today. All right, that's going to do it for us today. It's going to be an absolute blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Make sure you tune into Slack Chat. Al, you've got a value article coming out today, right?
Yep.
Okay. Value article. Make sure you check out Chop's Chin Music. He is got it out already. He is on top of it for never talking anymore because his wife has him by the balls.
Oh, boy. So,
all right. Let's go have some fun. Oh, DraftKings, congratulations. You have now made football relevant in June. CFL is now going to be available. Hey, season starts Thursday, my friend. Better study up on your... Hey.
What? Were you saying something? I'm sorry.
You're going to make your return to DraftKings a lot quicker than you think.
I have been with golf.
Ah, damn.
Yep.
All right, let's have some fun. We will talk to you guys later. For everybody in the DFS Army, for Boomer's Daddy and Al Walsh, we are out.